I remember learning to drive. I kind of taught myself. I learned to drive in a field.
Really?
You know, my brother's Honda Civic, and it was a stick shift, and I just taught myself.
Nobody popped in there with you or anything?
Not at that time.
I'm going to take her out for a spin.
No, because there wasn't on the road or anything like that. But okay. Yeah, I did go to driver's ed eventually. We had it at school, and that was quite an experience.
Okay. I was driving at 14. I had my driver's license in Mississippi.
Oh, wow.
I can't even imagine my kids at that age having it. Then we moved to Chicago, so I drove our family to Chicago in a station wagon when I was 15 years old.
Different rules in Chicago.
Chicago, you can get your license at 16 if you have your permit. So I could not have a driver's license technically, but I had my Mississippi license.
There you go.
So I drove my sister and I to driver's ed class so that I could get my permit in Illinois.
That's hilarious.
It was pretty crazy.
Man, that is an interesting story.
You know, I'm sure you have some interesting stories as well. How did you learn to drive? Maybe what car, who it was that drove you, and maybe a little backstory.
Not stressful at all.
Let us know. No. You can use the app if you'd like.
We had only been in the car for just a few not very long at all. And he had verbally told me what to do. And of course I dropped the clutch. And he like yelled at me. He was like, "Never drop the clutch." And I like freak out. I'm like crying because I'm the all sensitive side. And I'm like, anyway, I finally figured it out and I got it all good, except for from then on, little hills, like you said, Katie, but you said big hills, but the little ones where people like pull up right behind
don't
you.
Don't like it.
Oh.
And you're, no. Yes, because you're afraid you're going to roll back into them.
You're going to roll.
And you're overthinking it.
Yes. And so it would just, so then I would be like 1 foot on the gas, 1 foot on the, you know, brake and trying to, you know, yeah, trying to get it to where when the light turned green, I could like move forward real quick so I wouldn't roll back. But after I got used to it, it was fun.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, that's why I like it, I guess. Yeah. You're like in control. Exactly. Nice sound effect.
I like that's right. Yeah, exactly, Katie. Good job.
Glad you're listening.
Oh, it was so fun. Remember how we learned to drive.
Yeah.
And what car it was. Can you just see it right now?
I can tell you it's a 1973 dark green Dodge Dart.
Is that what it was?
Had a V8, and that thing would fly. I thought it was the coolest car on the planet. My dad taught me. Yeah.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Delaney said her mom taught her. She even made me quick maps on napkins to find her way through Tulsa.
That's great.
Wow. Remember we had to have
maps.
Directions everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
A list of, oh, man.
Take a left at the tree up there and then take a right.
That's all you got.
That's all you got.
Chris said, his dad, a 1976 Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser station wagon.
Oh, my goodness.
Even took his driving test in it. Anita, her dad, 63 Red Comet, 3-speed on the column. You know, I learned to drive a stick shift, but I've never did the shifting thing on the column.
Sounds complicated.
It sounds very complicated.
All right. Hey, if you want to join the conversation, you can. You can call us, you can text us, or use the KXOJ shout-out feature on the app. So, how'd you learn to drive? You remember the car and the experience?
Denise, one more. 72 Cutlass.
Oh, man.
Driver's ed teacher.
See it right now.
Yeah.
Okay, you're sharing more of your You Learned How to Drive stories, maybe the vehicle, who it was that taught you. And thank you for all those. Kim said, my dad taught me in my 1986, or his 1986 Chevy pickup truck.
Oh, yeah. Susan said it was her stepdad. It was a 1987 Buick Park Avenue.
Oh, my goodness. Remember the Park Avenues? I used to have those as a Hot Wheel car, and I thought they were the coolest. All right, here's one. And Christy, my first one was the Dodge Dart, but I also learned in the car that you did, a mid-80s Lincoln Town car. Her dad taught her to drive it, and man, I remember turning that steering wheel. You could like take your index finger and just turn it like that.
We can't do that anymore.
Great transmission.
I mean, yeah, I remember that too.
I don't
my
know the
dad.
Reasons. Yeah.
Turning that just.
Do you like that?
With his finger.
Was it a Lincoln Town car?
Maybe it was.
That's so
I don't
great.
Know. Very fancy.